Recorded Books presents Eisenhower in War and Peace by Jean Edwards Smith, narrated by Paul Hecht and directed by Chris Thies. The author opens quoting Dwight D. Eisenhower, "I hate war as only a soldier who has lived it can." And now, Eisenhower in War and Peace.
Preface. Dwight Eisenhower remains an enigma. For the majority of Americans, he is a benign, fatherly figure looming indistinctly out of the mists of the past, a high-ranking general who directed the Allied armies to victory in Europe, and a caretaker president who presided over 8 years of international calm and domestic tranquility. To those who knew him, Ike was a tireless taskmaster who worked with incredible subtlety to move events in the direction he wished them to go. Most would agree he was a man of principle, decency, and common sense, whom the country could count on to do what was right. In both war and peace, he gave the world confidence in American leadership. Ike's generalship has often been disparaged. Some have suggested he lacked strategic vision, that he was a mere administrator, a hail fellow well met, who simply kept everyone content and in harness while working toward a common goal. It's easy to understand how such misconceptions could arise. Eisenhower made victory appear inevitable. He didn't posture or pose for the press. He issued no grandiloquent communiques, and he didn't pit himself against high command or political authority. He got on with the job with a minimum of fuss.